Hello.
Hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling you from NORS Survey, and we are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Thank you. And I am required to read verbatim. So my next question here, what is your gender?
Female.
I appreciate it. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, that's fine. Just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Twice a month.
Twice a month. Thank you. Now, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, like marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrated in any form, like hash or hash oil? Would
daily.
You say never? I'm sorry?
Daily.
Daily. Thank you. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Daily.
Daily. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one that I read. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. And for each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, of course, you can just give me your best guess, and I really appreciate your time. The first one says, most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
I appreciate it. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
We're headed towards the end of the survey now. I appreciate your time. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use cigarettes.
Agree.
That would be e-cigarettes. Thank you. Now, parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Agree.
Thank you, I appreciate it. The next one says, drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree,
thank you. Now, parents should not let teens use marijuana. I'm sorry, parents should not let teens use alcohol. I'm sorry.
My bad.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
My fourth to the last of the list, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Second to the last of the list says, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
And most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you. We are at the end of the survey now. I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never?
Never.
Oh, you don't? Thank you. And how often do you use marijuana, in edible or drinkable form, other than...
I don't.
Never. Thank
never.
You. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Thank you. And now I just have a few final questions for you to finish the survey here. So far this school year, ma'am, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say never? A few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week?
Never.
Thank you. And how would you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaska Native? White? Hispanic or Latino? White. Thank you. And this is my last question here. And as a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention Education and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. I have three here: Rangers Supporting Rangers, Community Scholarship Foundation, and the Forest Lake Family Pathways.
Family Pathways.
This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your time, ma'am, and you have a wonderful rest of the night. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye.